Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Here we are coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I was having one of those moments before the show, sitting here with my gigantic gourd-sized head in my hands, thinking to myself what a stupid place the United States is becoming, at least among the leftists and the fake stream media. Let me give you an example. In response to Iowa's recent legislation banning males from participating in female sports teams, or on them, a March 3rd article at CNN accused Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds of using transphobic language to justify the need for a ban. Now, if you understand what I understand, and that is until about 3 or 4 years ago, whenever this latest thing began where it's become trendy to wake up and think, you see, I was thinking about identifying as a black female so I could be considered for the Supreme Court. Because apparently that's okay. The only thing that isn't okay is, like, I'm going to be 61 in next month, goodness gracious, and I can't identify as 30. They won't allow that. But transphobic language, that wasn't even a term. It wasn't a term, I don't know when this began to creep in, but I mean, it wasn't a term that long ago. And now it's a thing. After Texas Governor Greg Abbott's order rightly labeling the genital mutilation of minors as child abuse and urging such abuse to be reported, a February 26th op-ed in the L.A. Times described the move as a toxic cocktail of what about the children hand-wringing, unregenerate transphobia, and MAGA-friendly demonizing of medical expertise. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a whole bunch of word vomit that doesn't really particularly mean anything. And they're the ones always using, what about the children in gun control? It saves one child, that kind of thing. MSNBC talking head Joy Reid, which is the her and Brian Stelter, they would be running neck and neck on one of my charts. She brought far left Democrats on her show on February 22nd to call homophobic and transphobic Florida's bill banning public schools from teaching sexual orientation or gender identity to kindergartners through third graders. Now, see, this is a common tactic to those on the left. Accuse their political and ideological opponents of suffering from various phobias or disorders, whether it be homophobia, transphobia, Islamophobia, xenophobia, or Asian phobia. It's all a clever rhetorical game. If your opponent's opinions are not motivated by reason and argument, by rational fear, then you don't need to acknowledge or refute those opinions. And see, in this game, it's not about the problem, it's not about the issue. It's about the person who is caricatured as bigoted, racist, or sexist. And if your interlocutor is that irredeemably evil, the solution isn't to debate such a person, but to ridicule and silence them. But then again, this is not arguing in good faith. It is instead one of the oldest logical fallacies in the book. The ad hominem, in which one party seeks to delegitimize the other and its position by attacking them personally. But there's also a deep irony that this tactic is so frequently employed by leftists, for it is so many left-wing policies that promote and engender various psychological maladies. Consider, for example, the way our academic institutions have groomed younger generations to view themselves as so weak and vulnerable that even encountering an alternative opinion is viewed as a threat to their emotional well-being. The new trendy slogan, "Words are violence," has migrated far beyond college campuses into corporate media and the way many on the left understand debate. Students at various institutions have aggressively and often violently expressed their unwillingness to have conservative voices on campus, which is too bad, because to have only one viewpoint means you're doomed. And these are the next generation of our cultural elite, which will mean that that is the, if they are dominant across the country, America's over. It's done. They're trying to, right now they're dominating academia. They plan on taking over media, entertainment, government, and corporations. Their demand for safe spaces where they will never be confronted with ideas that might question or criticize their identities and life decisions, that's seeped into the federal government too. See, government, especially right now, government should be this ruthless, purely logically thinking entity right now as far as what we've got going on. We've got a lot of problems. One of them, though, is not offensive free speech. That's not a problem. Although they believe it should be limited. And that's becoming more and more widespread because hate speech restrictions on that has begun to grow. Yet what constitutes hate seems to be anything that might refute their racial, sexual, or gender ideology. But there's another point, another trait, and that's narcissism. Media and prominent publishers offer endless content promoting the idea that these supposed victim classes, whether they're racial, gender, or sexual, have every right to obsess over their alleged victimization and demand redress and special treatment. And it doesn't matter how tenuous these claims of oppression may be. And most are given that they're vocalized by those with this elite status, making good money in the freest country in the world. And they constantly complain that no matter how much our society favors them, it is never enough. And then there's the rise and normalization of alternative sexual identity with an ever more confusing list of genders. We're expected to know and respect a risible number of pronoun options that have no connection to reality. Not too long ago, believing yourself to be a different sex than you were was considered to be a mental disorder that required medical treatment. Now leading federal officials identify as transgender, and businesses are exhorted to encourage trans-friendly workplaces, whatever that is. I mean, I've worked in a few places, and I never walked up to anybody and went, "Excuse me, what are your pronouns?" Now, all of these things that I'm talking about, these are not simple conservative critiques. We know that Gen Z is the worst mental health of any generation in America in what many scientists and pundits are calling a public health crisis. There's a rise of narcissism among younger Americans, with the addictive self-worshipping quality of social media playing a very significant role in that. And medical professionals not subservient to the LGBT lobby have warned of the damage caused by puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgical mutilation, including potential sterility, sexual dysfunction, thromboembolic and cardiovascular disease, and malignancy. So, we need to ask a question. Which ideologies here actually encourage mental illness? For as much as the left accuses the right of suffering from a groundless, admittedly creative list of phobias, leftist institutions are the ones promoting mental illness in the United States. Students are being coddled into believing their identities and actions are sacrosanct, unless, of course, they're conservative, never to be questioned or critiqued. And our young are told the feelings of disorientation and depression caused by this change and normal hormonal changes during adolescence are best addressed by radical damaging medical abuse. And so I sit here, my giant head in my hands, sitting back to myself thinking, it has been far too easy on this America for too long a time, I guess. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Indiana is one of several states ready to potentially pass constitutional carry, and while it remains to be seen who's going to do what, Indiana has actually already passed it. They're just waiting on the governor to either veto it or let it pass. So, unsurprisingly, the media is out to get people's reactions to the bill. And most interestingly was how one gun store put things. So we get this from whatever news outlet this was. A bill that will allow Indiana gun owners to carry without a permit is headed to the governor's desk. But not without it, share of controversy. Greg Burge is a retired Indianapolis police officer and owner of Beech Grove Firearms. He's for the constitutional carry bill that would allow persons 18 or older to carry a handgun in public without a permit. Said, I believe in the Constitution. I have a real problem having to pay for what is my constitutional right. So that's probably my biggest single reason for why I'm in support of it. And he said a permit doesn't sign off on whether someone should carry a gun. All the state cared was that your check cleared, he said. Interesting viewpoint. He's completely correct, especially how the permitting process doesn't actually require making sure someone is good to go to carry a firearm in the first place. Even in many may issue states, all they're really doing is checking boxes. The issuing authority doesn't know the applicant, nor do they care to. So they just make sure the check clears, and that reason being given for wanting a permit meets the politically approved list. Constitutional carry negates all of that supposed stupidity. But Burge wasn't the only person the media spoke with. They also talked to a Moms Demand Action volunteer who had this to offer. Somebody named Han. We believe in our Second Amendment, we believe with rights come responsibilities. And one of those responsibilities is that we vetted people who are carrying handguns in public. The mother of two argues that there would no longer be a vetting process. So she may believe that she believes in the Second Amendment, but she doesn't understand it. If you did that, you might understand that it specifically precludes any vetting process. And even if it didn't, though, that's not what most gun permits do. A gun permit is basically this. You apply for a gun permit, and if you're not a criminal, you're in the clear. They don't know anything about you except that you've never been caught doing anything illegal. It's like I said, it is that Polaroid snapshot in time. But the thing is, those who are likely to do illegal things, they're already carrying guns. So what demented psychology makes people think that if you don't have a permit, criminals will suddenly start carrying guns rather than whatever they think the bad guys do now? We've already got drive-bys without constitutional carry in a lot of places. And we're supposed to listen to them. I mean, the people who believe this are insane, deluded, or some combination thereof. And so we're supposed to listen to them on this. I don't think so. Moving on into another area. One of the things we've seen a significant amount of trouble for the gun industry is in the financial industry, at least in regard to the gun industry. Banks and other financial institutions simply denied services to various businesses simply because they fell under the auspice of the Second Amendment to some degree. This has been an attempt at backdoor gun control. And while it seems like things have slowed down since the instigator, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, has fallen from grace, it's still not a threat, or still is a threat, actually. And now it seems that federal lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to curb that. Now, it's not likely to pass anytime soon, but this is the way the left does things. They start the foundation out by introducing something they know is going to fail, and then they just keep on going at it. And Representative Jack Bergman has introduced legislation targeting financial institutions' use of boardroom gun control. In a press release that went to Breitbart, Bergman's office explained that the legislation, the Firearm Industry Non-Discrimination Act, would prevent any business that discriminates against firearm businesses or associations from contracting or subcontracting with the feds, ensuring that federal funding is not used to further these harmful policies. He noted that this federal funding is taxpayer funding, and then he observed taxpayer dollars should not benefit the bottom line of corporations actively working to erode our Second Amendment right. This dude is dead on it. Dead on it. While the federal government cannot and should not force mandates on the private marketplace, You do have, they do have to ensure that their tax dollars are going to responsible entities. And the ones that they do business with have to be held to a certain standard. And Representative Bergman has 50 fellow members of Congress in introducing this important legislation. And this is actually a little better than what I feared, because if lawmakers start legislating political positions of companies in favor of gun control, it's not a stretch to see any gun lawmakers doing the same against gun companies who champion gun rights. But this doesn't change any position of conscience. It simply says you can't do business. If you can't do business with gun companies, you won't get to do business with the United States government. And that just makes them consistent. That's all. Right now, through the Civilian Marksmanship Program, the United States government sells guns. So if you're going to cut off the mom-and-pop gun store down the street, you should probably not want anything to do with Uncle Sam. And the truth of the matter is that those companies took steps they shouldn't have. Still, you sit here and you're like, should this be what's going on? I look at some of the things the government does, and it just irritates me that they try to interrupt the marketplace. Sometimes I think they should just let the marketplace go. And if this happens, if this were to actually pass, then the next question becomes, what if they do get into power one day? What if everybody forgets about the price of gas later on down the road because of the media or whatever? And they get in power and they're like, if you are doing business with a gun company, you can't get federal dollars. What if they did it that way? Then what? Then what? Right now, there's no way this bill would get a committee hearing, much less a vote in the current Congress. Pelosi's not going to let something like this pass, and neither will the current Senate. The filibuster there can work both ways. But introducing the bill might be a way of warning the financial industry love affair with backdoor gun control. It might be a way of warning them. And if you can do that, maybe it just does enough, and that's as far as it needs to go. Either way, during the break, I'll still be sitting here with my big head in my hands. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Britain's top court has now refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the United States to face spying charges. The court said they refused the case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. on a series of charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge amount of classified documents more than a decade ago. A British district judge had initially rejected the U.S. extradition request on the grounds that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions.
Saudi Arabia executed 81 people over the weekend convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups. The number of executions surpassed even the toll of a January 1980 mass execution for the 63 militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in 1979. This is USA Radio News. Jennifer Carnahan, the wife of late Minnesota Congressman Jim Hagedorn, announced that she's running for Congress to fill the seat vacated when he died last month. She said, "I am committed to continuing my husband's legacy of fighting to secure the border, defending conservative values, safeguarding the integrity of our elections, and serving the people of Minnesota's 1st District." The Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest school district in the nation, said it's keeping its mask mandate in place at least temporarily, even as California drops its requirement for masks in indoor public settings. Several K-12 schools across the state dropped their face covering requirements today after the state lifted the mandate over the weekend. Last month, Los Angeles County Public Health said it would follow the state's move and allow all 80 school districts in the county to decide on their own whether or not they want to keep those mask mandates. The teachers union said they don't want to drop the mask mandate yet as it worked towards strongly recommending masks indoors. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, there's a saying out there, a armed society is a polite society. The problem is too many people out there only watch the media. They only watch social media. So in social media, it is perfectly okay to get out there and to show out and just completely lose your mind. Because somebody's going to be filming it. It's going to get on YouTube or TikTok or Facebook. And you're going to be internet famous for a bit. The only problem is this. When you get out there and you treat everybody as if they are helpless, eventually, you're going to find someone who isn't. So recently, in a Chicago suburb, we had just this. Someone with an anger management problem reached inside someone's car after blocking them on the road. And, you know, we don't know if they're getting punched or whatever, if he's poking at him. But this is what happened to a plumber named Scott Madison last week in a Chicago suburb. He suffered a road rage episode in Streamwood, Illinois. He stopped his truck, verbally berated another driver. When he reached inside the other car struck the driver. The driver shot and killed him. Now, the UK Daily Mail has this story, and in it they paint the attacker as the victim as if he did absolutely nothing to precipitate his own death. But, and we get this from UK Daily Mail. Father of two was fatally shot in broad daylight in Chicago after getting himself involved in a road rage incident with another driver. Shooting took place on Sunday in Streamwood, a northwestern suburb of the Windy City, at just about 5:20 p.m. in the area of Bartlett and Altendorf Roads. Dash cam footage showed Scott Madison, 46, who was driving a blue Ford pickup truck on Bartlett Road, getting out of his truck and approaching a white Ford sedan. He was seen arguing with the sedan driver and reaching into the car's open window when he was shot. Moments later, he's seen taking a couple of steps back after realizing he had been hit. Madison of Glendale Heights was rushed to Amida Health St. Alexis Medical Center, where he was later pronounced dead. Police arrested the driver of the other car. Now, Madison's own boss didn't seem exactly shocked to hear about his employee's involvement in the confrontation. He said he didn't deserve to die, to be gunned down the way he was. This is coming from Kevin Polka, who was Madison's boss and one of his friends. He was always was about his daughters. They worked together at Polka's small business called Paragon Mechanic Incorporated. Madison worked as a HVAC installer. When asked if he was stunned by Madison's involvement in the quarrel, Polka said, "I don't know if it surprised me or if I just... I know if he didn't, he would be here today. Scott made mistakes, he did. He wasn't perfect by any means." So did it not surprise his boss that Madison might have been involved in a road rage confrontation that escalated into a fatal shooting? Is that a nice way of saying he thought his employee had a hot temper? Now, if you look at the video, it's clear that Madison stopped his plumbing truck, blocking the other driver's Ford Taurus. And it's also clear that upon reaching at the other driver, he moved in a striking motion, not smart and certainly not legal. So then if you look at Illinois law, which is 720 ILCS 5/18-6, this is referred to as vehicular invasion. A person commits vehicular invasion when he or she knowingly, by force and without lawful justification, enters or reaches into the interior of a motor vehicle while the motor vehicle is occupied by another person or persons, with the intent to commit therein a theft or felony. So, as the Taurus driver's side window was down, Madison clearly reached inside without lawful justification, but without using force. Now, a defense attorney for the Taurus's driver will surely argue that punching or stabbing at the driver fits the bill for use of force to commit the offense. Here, however, the plot thickens. As the driver of the Taurus, 18-year-old Jonathan Mejia, obviously didn't have a concealed carry license, because 21 is the minimum age for a carry license in Illinois. What's more likely, he likely wasn't transporting the firearm legally unless he was busy loading it while Madison was yelling at him. And it seems reasonable to think Mejia wasn't loading his gun, as Madison probably wouldn't have stuck around long if he'd seen that. So now we have two felonies colliding with each other. An 18-year-old man has been charged with killing another driver in a road rage incident this weekend in Northwest Streamwood. Police said Jonathan Mejia is charged with first-degree murder and aggravated unlawful use of a weapon in the shooting death of Scott Madison. Police say after the shooting on Saturday, Mejia drove straight to the Streamwood Police Department, where he admitted to the shooting and having a gun he knows he shouldn't have. This isn't funny, but there's not that many criminal defense attorneys who would have recommended admitting anything to the police. It sort of turns into a moment of when idiots collide. Because road rage is one of those things that you never know where this is going to go. If somebody comes road raging up on me, I'm going to be thinking the worst. I've had it happen one time. And I was beginning to, calm myself for what I thought was coming, and it didn't come, thankfully, and I just got to calm down. But if someone is out there, and if someone is angry with you on the road, what I would do is, if somebody is chasing me or something because of road rage, I'm going to have my weapon out. I'm going to be ready for it. I'm going to have the cops on the phone. I'm going to tell them my car, my tag number, right? I'm going to tell them who's chasing me and what color their car is. And I'm going to tell them, you need to hurry and catch this guy because I am armed. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to fall victim to this cat just because he's lost his mind. It's just not happening. Not going to go. I mean, it's just not going to go. Because I don't know how far he's willing to go. I don't know what he has. I don't know what he doesn't have. I don't know if he's mentally stable. I don't know if he's instable. I don't know if he's just committed a crime. I don't know anything about this guy other than he's angry and he's coming at me and I don't know why. Even if I were to do something inadvertent, like cut him off, you know, pull out in front of him or something, nothing like that is worth getting into a armed combat situation. None of that is. But by the same token, I'm not going to let him get out with a, you know, ball bat, golf club, whatever he may pull out of the back of the car that he's going to bring to a gunfight, and not let him know, okay, please stop that. But the problem here, as I see it, is if he does, and if he's so angry that he doesn't stop, is he forcing me into a position I don't want to be in? Is he forcing me to get into a armed confrontation that I would prefer not to be in? So when you see it, unless you see something going on so one-sided, when you do see idiots collide, which you're more likely to see that than actually be involved in that, I guess. Be mindful of the fact to just extricate yourself from that, get out of the way, and don't get involved in it if you can help it. And you'll have to make that determination as to whether or not you can help it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're in the middle of, right now of what is what we can consider to be the next information operation. Now, before it was about masks. Everybody had to wear a mask, and they wanted to see if we would do it because now. We've got the next thing coming up, which is where, I don't know. Recently, Vice President Kamala Harris commented, well, you all imagined it during a so-called clean transit event, where she appeared with her fellow tautologist, Secretary of Transportation Peter Buttigieg. And that's why we're here today, because we have the ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been, and then to make it possible actually happen. When Harris and Transportation Secretary Pete get together, it's platitudicon, because they just speak glowingly of each other. And as it was this week, when as the reality of imminent historic gas price spikes were hitting Americans, they spent the day promoting electric cars, the Green New Deal, and the Environmental Protection Agency soon to be tightened emission standards. Don't get too excited. This can all be undone, and it probably will be. But when it comes to energy, the Democrats adopt a bizarre elitist disconnect. They are propelled by an almost cultist belief in end-of-day climate alarmism. And they assume that you will join them in losing all sense of perspective and proportionality. And despite the trendy stuff that happens, like recently, when they realized that inflation numbers were coming, gas prices were jumping up, they called a bunch of TikTokers to give them some talking points to be on the side of the government, to be on Biden's side. All of them, a lot of these younger influencers, they drive electric cars. Although, despite the perpetual championing of electric vehicles, less than 1% of cars, SUVs, and light trucks on the road today are electric. And the average electric car costs more than my truck. And even with the layers of subsidies that artificially bring it that low, which is about $55,000, the average price of an electric car is around $19,000 higher than the price of an average gas-powered vehicle that is equally equipped. The average Tesla goes for around $75,000. Leasing the Model S, not at the high end of the Tesla line, is still likely to cost you more than $600 a month. And unless you're pulling in those Ocasio-Cortez bucks, you probably can't afford it. But they, let's say that you were. Let's say you can afford it, okay? A car, at the end of the day, is really about functionality. The reason we have them is about functionality. We really want them for a very basic purpose, while at the same time, we do like a few creature comforts that comes along with it. Now, my vehicle, which is a 2021 Ford F-150, it's black, it's beautiful, and it does make a statement, I like that, but it also runs all the time. When the snow falls, throw it in the four-wheel drive, I'm going. Why would I, a getting older fella, why would I shun a perfectly useful gas-powered car that until recently could be cheaply fueled and easy to drive any distance and in any environment? Why would I give that up? Fossil fuels, whatever you may think of them, are the mature technology. They're efficient, they're affordable, they're portable, and a useful form of energy. We have a vast supply of them. The portability of it is what really makes it good. And I've done a piece on this before. Let's imagine right now, and pick your disaster. Let's imagine a state is running from a disaster, whether it's an invasion, a hurricane, a tornado, earthquake, you know, super volcano, whatever it is. Somebody's running. Now, if it's sometime in the future, say 2040, thankfully long after I'm probably done, and electric cars have become the mandate, all of these cars out there on the road cannot be portably recharged yet. Until they make that rechargeability, which I don't know. You know, I have a couple of battery banks that work with my phone, my laptops, my camera batteries. I can't imagine what that would look like for a Tesla. Right now, today, as we're sitting here, the portability is owned by fossil fuel. The affordability, the efficiency. And we have a vast supply. We are the world's largest oil producer now. We could be. We were once, a year and a half ago. We have tens of billions of easily accessible barrels of offshore fossil fuel here at home and much more around the world. We have centuries worth of it waiting in the ground. $4 a gallon is a choice someone has made. This is not due to anything other than the fact that somebody made a choice. So, every plan to fight climate change either creates fabricated markets to raise prices on fossil fuel or creates an artificial scarcity. What we got right now is a little bit of both. Biden says this is the moment we become a leader in exporting clean energy to countries all around the world. Well, it's not even viable here. He wants half of new cars produced in the United States to be electric by 2030. Which is the year that we miraculously reach zero emissions. Not because consumers demand them, but because technocrats decided to manipulate the market and coerce you to drive them. Ford and GM promised to dramatically scale back gasoline-powered cars and become electric car manufacturers by 2035. Because government promises investments and subsidies. Car companies know they're too big to fail. And in the meantime, all of you, let you eat cake. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 a gallon, according to Stephen Colbert, who makes $10 million a year. He said, okay, that stings, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. It's important. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla. In the interim, we're sending envoys to Iran and Venezuela to beg for oil. If that suits your principles, I guess okay. But Colbert's comment is almost as funny as Buttigieg telling Americans that families who own an electric vehicle will never have to worry about gas prices again. Where do you think that electricity comes from, Pete? Where did Buttigieg and Colbert believe the power used to charge these cars come from? 70% of that is from oil, natural gas, coal, and nuclear. Nuclear energy is, in fact, a cheaper and cleaner and more practical alternative to revamping an entire $22 trillion economy than the high-minded, extortionately expensive proposals meant to cleanse the consciences of the climate scaremongers. And in the meantime, the same administration that argues that increasing domestic capacity and allowing more North American imports would have no immediate impact on spiking gas prices, and then proposes that you buy yourself an expensive, impractical luxury item in the same breath. The difference between them and Marie Antoinette is that the latter never actually said, "Let them eat cake." So, you know, that's when electric vehicles have a shorter life. They're more toxic at the end of their life. And my phone is ringing. And when you try to get rid of those batteries that have run the length of their life, well, that's a very toxic thing you're going to undertake. And I don't know if they've answered this one yet. I don't know what the answer is. Coming up next from Staccato 2011 Guns. That would be young Tony Pignato. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.